From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. 100 years ago today, Thurgood Marshall was born, and the rest is history, literally. The first African-American justice to be appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court, Marshall was known as the liberal conscience of the court for nearly 24 years. Here to reflect on Thurgood Marshall's life, legal career, and legacy is Mary Frances Berry. She's a professor of history at the University of Pennsylvania and the former chair of the U.S. Civil Rights Commission. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Farai.
So Thurgood Marshall was the first African-American to serve on the Supreme Court of the U.S., nominated by Lyndon Johnson in 1967. So you yourself intersected with him. How influential was he in your career in civil rights?
Well, Thurgood Marshall is the role model for all lawyers, black lawyers especially. And for me, I mean, we all thought of following in his footsteps until we learned about Charles Hamilton Houston, who taught him to be the man that he was. He was a great, magnificent lawyer, a litigator. He was courageous. He understood, Marshall understood not just what happens in the courtroom. He understood that perfectly, but how to shape the environment for the case outside at a time when Jim Crow was rampant and people could be assaulted for no reason. He and his colleagues that he hired travel places throughout the South at great risk to themselves and injury to themselves to try to serve people and to try to shape environments so that they could win cases. I mean, he was just a magnificent lawyer and litigator and then a judge.
So as the NAACP's chief counsel, Thurgood Marshall shepherded the legal victory in the landmark Brown v. Board of Education case that was 1954, monumental case that put an end to segregation in public schools.
Education is not the teaching of three R's. Education is teaching of the overall citizenship, to learn to live together with fellow citizens, and above all, to learn to obey the law. Therefore, I'm not worried about the Negro children at this stage. I worry about the white children in Little Rock who are told, as young people, that the way to get your rights is to violate the law and defy the lawful authorities. I'm worried about their future. I don't worry about those Negro kids' future. They've been struggling with democracy long enough. They know about it.
Now, Mary, I'm curious, did this ruling affect your schooling personally or your neighborhood?
Well, Brown did because I was walking down the street the day the case was decided, and there was a big headline a day after it was decided, and I was with my high school teacher, and it said, Supreme Court says segregation no more. And I said to my high school teacher, does that mean next year all the kids will go to school together? I was in Nashville, Tennessee, and she said, not so fast, Mary Frances, not so fast. It's not going to happen all at once. But the case was enormously important because it shook the ground, and while it took a long time for some change to occur, it said to many people, including some of my own relatives and my mother, for example, who thought that nothing would ever change, that something would change, and that change was possible. So the case was monumental. But the important thing to remember, though, Faria, is that before Brown, there were all these landmark cases that Thurgood Marshall argued, that he put together on issues like protecting the rights of black criminal defendants who were accused falsely of crimes that they didn't commit and going in dangerous places to defend them all the way up to the Supreme Court. Cases like the white primary case where blacks were not were permitted to vote in the primary in Texas but could vote in the general election, which was nothing because it was a fait accompli, whoever won the Democratic primary. He won that case. That was one of his biggest cases, where one of the biggest celebrations that broke out at NAACP headquarters. He won restrictive covenant cases, cases involving black workers. Some people think that all the cases were about school desegregation, but there were cases about the rights of black workers in factories and on trains and whether or not they could organize or get paid or be in jobs where their lives would improve. So he was responsible for all of that.
You know, the airport that used to be known as Baltimore-Washington International is
right
now formally known as the Thurgood Marshall International Airport. That shows some sense of how people think of him as a groundbreaker. What do you think is his most important legacy?
Well, his most important legacy is that if you believe in the rule of law and you abide by it, and if you have a touch, a common touch, because he was not one of these formal guys. I mean, he talked like down-to-earth people to folks, and you had commonality with the common people. And if you think about what ordinary people want in their lives, and you work hard for it, and you use your brains, and you organize people to do it, that you can prevail. And that's what he did.
Well, Mary, thanks for the retrospective.